Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. We talk about film and TV. A lot of times it's Lost, it's Yellow Jackets, it's Stranger Things, it's House of the Dragon, it's Rings of Power. It's tons of things coming up in 2024. But sometimes the patrons force us, mandate, obligate that we talk about a very particular movie. This week, it's a little movie from 1992. Called Newsies, where we're slinging papes.
Hey,
do headlines sell papes, Steve?
No.
What
Newsies sell papes?
That's right.
It's a fine life carrying the banner, Chris.
It's me and Crutchy and Cowboy and Prostate, and we're out here slinging papes.
We got Boots. We got Kid Blink. There's Snitch. There's Dutchie.
Cowboy. Why is my name Prostate? I don't know.
Hey, Prostate, you Sony papes.
So before we get into anything, we're going to talk about our overall thoughts, and then we're going to do a play-by-play, scene-by-scene recap and reaction to this movie, Newsies, from 1992. You can email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. You can join the Patreon at patreon.com/streamingthings. Go to streamingthingspod.com to look at all of our other work. Fucking follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. Rate and review the show.
Do it.
Give us money if you got it. If you don't, we still love you.
Please.
Blah, blah, blah. But I want to be extra careful this time, Steve.
Extra careful? Why do you want to be extra careful?
Well, I got a message from a beloved patron.
Uh-oh.
I won't out them.
Uh-oh.
Because that would be rude, and I would never do that to them. I just couldn't bring myself to do that to Joey.
okay.
This message was vaguely/overtly threatening.
Okay.
Because I tweeted that I was watching Newsies, right? And I was kind of dismissive-ish.
Not in the right headspace for Newsies.
So I got this DM. If you slander this movie in any way, Suze and I are going to sue you and Steve.
Why are you bringing me into this shit?
I don't know. She's just warning you. This was my sexual awakening.
This was her mummy?
Back in the day. I think so.
This was her the mummy?
Tread lightly. Okay. So...
Well, it's funny that you mentioned...
I didn't want you to not have a warning and just come in...
I appreciate that.
Sullying.
I don't want to be like Joe Pulitzer who looks out his window one day like, why are the patrons on strike?
Right.
Oh, it's because we...
I just got it. Like Newsies, get it?
It's funny that you mentioned Suze. So this film, Newsies, was nominated for us to cover by Suze Whoop Whoop.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Longtime patron of the show. In fact, Kit, and I haven't told you this, so you're going to be able to react to this live on air. Sue sent us something in our P.O. box related to her pick.
Oh, really?
She did.
Is it papes?
I think there are papes in it.
Just classic papes? Is it a life-size cutout of Christian?
Oh!
I even said I should have brought my Newsy hat.
So she has given us two Newsy hats. There is a brown one and a gray one. Which gray one would you prefer? You want the gray? Okay.
Always.
She has also provided us with two t-shirts, a green one and a black one. Which one would you prefer? I think they're the same.
Black.
Black. They read, headlines don't sell papes.
No way!
Newsies sell papes.
This is something I just learned recently.
You just learned this. And also, Suze sent in a handwritten, I might add, which is lovely, a handwritten letter to us. Would you like me to read it to you,
Kit? I would love it if you did.
All right, here we go.
Please do.
It is a little lengthy, so here we go. Hi, Kit and Steve. I am so excited for you all to cover Newsies. This movie has been in my DNA for over 30 years, and I love it just as much today as I did when I was a 12-year-old nerd fawning over Gabriel Damon. I think that's Spot Conlon.
I think so.
A large portion of my fondness is probably due to nostalgia, but I think there is still a lot to love. There was a widespread obsession among preteen girls in the Midwest in the early 90s with this movie. My seventh grade all-girls chorus class decided to perform the entire show by literally a unanimous vote. I even had a solo in King of New York, which was the pinnacle of my performance career. Okay, we all got a solo, but can you imagine the heart I put into a mezzanine seat to see the flickers? Look, I know Newsies is cheesy and silly as hell sometimes. Meta is ridiculous. Joseph Pulitzer is strangely drawn into a truly bizarre battle of wills with a child. There are some head-scratchingly random nuns, and calling a character crutchy was cringeworthy even in 1992. But I think we can all agree that, one, Spot Conlon is totally dreamy. Two, the acrobatics and dancing is amazing. Three, it is entirely possible that this is how a generation of social justice warriors was born. Four, you can't help getting the feels during Seize the Day. Five, this is clearly Christian Bale's greatest role ever. I mean, the iconic horseback scene.
Is it when he jumps on the horse and steals it?
Yeah, and he does that whole, like, puts his arms out in the...
Does the Jack...
Yeah, he does.
King of the World move.
Newsies led me to believe for the first time that rich, powerful old white men kind of suck. You may laugh as hard as my boyfriend when I told him this, but it remains true that Brian Denton is the reason I majored in journalism. Pete said, quote, did you also want to be an astronaut because you liked Bill Pullman as Lone Star in Spaceballs? End quote, which is pretty funny. But also maybe the meanest thing he's ever said to me.
Unforgivable.
I really hope you love this movie even 10% as much as I do, or 10% more than the other sister. Love how everyone shits on the other sister. If not, I hope you at least do some voices.
Other sister's the new Morbius?
I think so. It might be.
Is it better or worse than the other sister?
Yeah. Thank you for giving your listeners the opportunity to be a part of Streaming Things in this way. I love all of your content, but these patron-demanded episodes might be my favorite. It is so fun to hear your takes on the films that, for better or worse, we love. I think you speak for all of the fiends when I say you are the true ambassadors. XOXO, carrying the banner, Suze, whoop. And so with that, Kit, I think it's only fair that we pause the recording just slightly to put on our newsy caps. Naked?
I mean, and to change clothes.
We kiss. No, I'm seeing, sorry, read that wrong. No, that we put on our Suzy outfits that Suze gave us.
We got to wear the shirt too, right?
Did I say Suzy outfits? I combine Newsy and Suze. We're going to dress
as Suzy.
Yeah,
whoop, here whoop. We go. So Newsies, Steve, neither of us had ever seen the movie before.
Yeah.
You have no idea what I thought. You have an idea of my initial reaction.
Yes.
Do you want to go first? It's a dangerous game right now. Joey has proven.
I know. These are the highest stakes ever. We've never had a situation where we review a patron movie where not even the person who submitted the film message us. It's like, if you fucking hate this, I will find your family and burn your life around you. Mm-mm. Okay, so yeah, I have never seen Newsies before the other day when I sat down to watch this. This was always a movie that I knew. Like, I always knew what Newsies was. I knew Christian Bale was in it. I knew the premise of it. I knew the history behind it. It's just for whatever reason, I never actually sat down and watched the whole thing. I think this kind of plays into what I talked about I think it was the Long Kiss Goodnight episode where I was saying, like, a lot of early 90s movies are kind of blind spots for me. I just wasn't consuming movies around that time.
Yeah.
And so sitting down, I was kind of excited because this is a movie I'd never seen. I knew a lot about it. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah, finally, I can watch this little movie about newspaper huckster children. Right. And at the end of the day, I had a ball watching this movie. Like what Sue said in her letter, there are definitely things wrong with it. There are things that don't quite work out. But this is one of those movies that reminds me of like a Hook or Goonies or Mighty Ducks, even where you got like a bunch of
quack, 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 quack.
It's so cool when the Newsies started doing that.
It was.
it reminds me of like, it's one of those movies where if I had watched this at the right time in my life at a certain age, just like Suze did, this would have been such a classic and nostalgia dream for me. But I didn't, so it doesn't hold that special place in my heart, but I still had a fun time watching it because the choreography is fun. A couple of the songs are good. Not all of them, but I like a lot of them. The performances are fun. The kids are great. They're a hoot to watch.
And a holler.
A hoot and a holler. And because we've been watching some of the things we've been watching more recently on the show has a weird tie to the show at the same time to this movie. So it's kind of fun to be like, oh, what the hell? Hey, which we'll get to when we get into the review. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think you mean I recognize Bill Pullman as tied to many episodes of the show.
Yeah, of course.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, of course.
A recent big one, but a few.
Ooh, so I don't think you know the one I'm referencing.
I don't think I do.
Ooh, I can't wait till we get to it then. I'll leave it a secret till we get to.
Okay.
So yeah, I just had a lot of fun watching it. It brought me back to a simpler time. And there are way worse ways to spend a Wednesday night, right? So what did you think about it? I know you kind of going into the movie, you were kind of not in the best headspace to watch a movie like this.
Let me paint an honest picture for you guys.
Do it.
With zero fear of Joey. Okay.
I think Joey will forgive you.
I don't think so. So when I tweeted something to the effect of watching this movie because the patrons made me, right? No idea what this movie was. I realized toward the end that this was a real event that I knew a decent amount about. This is how dumb I am. Like we're talking climax of the film. I'm like, oh yeah, the fucking dude with the eye patch. There's a famous photo that's actually a still from this movie of the strike where it went viral, but it's just Kid Blank from this movie. People were like, yeah, kids used to be real, you know, hard workers and the country used to mean something. And people were like, dude, that's the fucking Disney movie. And it was Kid Blank with the eye patch.
But Kid Blank's the real life leader of the strike.
He is.
Yeah. They wrote.
But the still that they used to show.
Is from this movie.
Yeah. And I remembered that going viral and people laughing about it, but I had never seen the movie yet. So, but anyway, I'm in the headspace. I'm only like a couple weeks home from Sundance. We're planning on going to South by Southwest, which we'll talk more about later. But the whole podcast is going in March. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big trip. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm stressed. I've got to watch all kinds of things for TikTok. I got to watch all kinds of things that I'm being paid to watch it's so tough. But like, I know
it's work.
My schedule's busy. Schedule's busy.
Yeah, you're working.
I got to do Lost and I'm sitting down and I'm like, let me start with Newsies, I guess. I don't know what this is, right? I turn it on. It says Walt Disney.
Walt Disney Pictures.
Now, most people might be heartened by that production logo. I am not.
This is the old school. It's blue. And then the, like from top down, the castle's being revealed. It's like.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. Okay. And then it's like, da 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 da. Yeah, New York and Brooklyn. Da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking me right now. That's when I tweeted that. And
wasn't expecting a musical, huh?
The runtime was not that I hate musicals. It's just in that moment. No, not what I wanted. You know, I wanted some Peaky Blinders. I wanted some Gangs of Me.
Some little kids. Fucking.
I don't know what the movie is.
I want to soak them.
You have to realize I don't read plot summaries. I don't even read like plot descriptions. I don't watch trailers.
But you've never even like the
nowhere on my radar
in the pop culture. Nope. Never even like permeated into your life at all.
Nope. Really? You know what I was watching as a kid? Universal Soldier. That's right, baby. What I was watching, Escape from New York. Any Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Any Jean-Claude Van Damme. Species. That's what I was watching.
Species.
As often as I could. Jesus. So, Titanic. Sure, there you go. For some reason, and I'm going to talk like this the whole time, because it's going to creep in, because I'm just a newsie and I sell papes.
You got the hat on. Now you
I
have
got
to.
The hat on. It's just how I talk. I'm walking here. I'm podding here.
Have no fear. Brooklyn's here. Brooklyn.
So I'm like, fucking God damn it. Right. Yeah. And I'm actively disliking this as it goes on. I don't like the songs.
Hold on real quick. Let me make a call. Carissa, you have to protect the baby. There's people coming after you.
I'm like, fuck this movie. And then I get that message from Joey and I'm like, I'm not scared.
I'll soak them if they come after me.
I don't want to say I'll soak her. That's not something.
That's a different connotation.
That's not something I want to be quoted as saying.
In 2024.
But let me say the big but in this situation.
Ooh, who's got the big butt?
At a certain point, I can't define. I realize deep in my heart of hearts, I fuck with this movie heavy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time. And I think you painted a very accurate portrait of what it's like. It is a hook. I love the movie Hook. I'll soak anybody that disparages the movie Hook.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
I don't know about Goonies, but I can dig it. Fuck it.
Meaning like it's a bunch of little kids taking on the adults and sure, having an adventure. And they all have like personalities that children don't have, you know?
Goonies is a veritable classic, right? Like, that's not controversial at all. Whereas mm-hmm. Hook, people try to say is not a good movie and they're wrong,
and they
which
wrong.
I think could be closer to how I feel about Newsies. I don't think all the songs work. I don't think a lot of the choreography is impressive. I don't think there's a lot going on of merit. And yet, I really had a great time. This might be the worst Robert Duvall performance I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God, dude. So I don't know if I have face blindness or what, but this whole movie, every time they would cut to Robert Duvall, who plays Joseph Pulitzer, the whole movie, I'm like, I fucking know who that is. And it was actively pissing me off that I couldn't figure. Like, I was like, for a while,
I love the smell of papes in the morning.
For literally, I'm not even joking. For 2/3 of the movie, I thought this was Peter Stormare.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, what's Peter Stormare's voice? This is interesting.
The devil from Constantine?
Yeah. And then halfway, like 2/3 through it, it was the scene when he's like, I'm going to pay you to scare, basically.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, wait, that's not Peter Stormare. Who the fuck is that? It was, and that's also the worst performance scene for Robert Duvall, where he's like, boy. But when I started doing research for the movie the next day, so I had time to sleep on it, Kit. I was like, I'm gonna sleep on who Joseph Pulitzer is. Couldn't figure out a name. Didn't want to Google it in the moment. Mm-hmm. Pull up IMDb to start my reviewing or my research process, and fucking Robert Duvall's face shows up. I'm like, how did I not realize it was Bobby Duvall?
Yeah, baby. And I just had a great time. I think it was a lot of fun. I think Bill Pullman is the perfect casting for his character, Brian Denton. I think Christian mm-hmm. Bale crushed it. I looked up David, and I don't think he really did anything after David. This, which is weird. Was that an Independence Day slip?
Yeah, it was.
David. I got to call my mother.
I guess that guy, David was young Josh and big. Interesting.
So yeah, you're right. This was a real event. The Newsies really went on strike. I'm just reading fucking Wikipedia. I'm not adding any kind of nuance here, but it is interesting. I think for those who don't know, this is around the turn of the century, 1899, the mm-hmm. Newsboys strike. It's a youth-led campaign against Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst's. It was just a few days long, but the circulation of their papers dropped by like 66%. It was only a third selling. Because back then, the Newsboys were highly instrumental in distributing the papers. Now, the morning papers were subscription-based. They were delivered to the doorsteps of all the subscribers. But the afternoon paper sales were heavily, almost entirely dependent upon Newsboy sales, right?
Yeah.
Because Newsies sell papes, not headlines, as our shirts attest. Mm-hmm. So, and right around the Spanish-American War is when this happened. So they did try to increase the price of a bundle of 100 papes mm-hmm. from 50 cents to 60 cents. So these boys made 50 cents if they sold 100 papers. And that's it. And they were trying to make it to where they only made 40 cents if they sold 100 papers, right? Fucking dime.
Yeah, and those boys have to like take whatever they make, not only pay for the next day's, ream of papers, but then they also have to pay for probably lodging and any food they can try to scrounge up at that point.
They called it lodging.
Lodging, yeah.
In Boston.
And so it is kind of funny. There are obviously historical inaccuracies in this movie.
I don't think so.
No. the one I thought was most interesting is they increased the price of the papes around the Spanish American War. And then like a year, like a 6 months to a year is when the strike happened, because when they first raised the prices, people were like, oh, the war is happening. I'm interested in what's going on. But when the war was over, the sales decreased. And then that's when it really started hurting the newsies.
Yeah.
And that's when they went on strike.
10 cents.
And also, this wasn't the first strike that Newsies went on either. This was like the fourth. Really? Yeah. So like the movie kind of paints us as this novel concept. Like, boys, why didn't we ever think about this? If we strike together, then we a union.
Yeah, it's like.
But this was like the first time.
The trolley strike was going on, mm-hmm. and they were selling the papers about it every day. So that was their inspiration. But also David's father was experiencing some not any union troubles from yeah. his job. And so that's where they got the idea in the movie. Right.
Right. This was the first successful from when I was doing research. Like there were three other strikes, I think, before this, mm-hmm. but this was the first one that was like actually successful in getting what they wanted. So that's why this one's more romanticized.
And Kid Blink, as you pointed out, who wears the eye patch in the movie, mm-hmm. but isn't a super important character, was the actual leader of this, along with David Simmons, who was a real person. And they tried to like disgrace them. You know, they rumors spread among the newsboys that Kid Blink and David Simmons had betrayed the strike and agreed to sell the boycotted papers. There's a funny quote from Kid Blink in here somewhere that I want to read because it's so, oh, here it is.
Can you do it in a newsy voice?
The quote? Oh, easily. The newsboy, I thought you meant read the whole thing.
Oh.
The newsboys' methods were violent in the early days of the strike. Any man or boy found to be selling the two boycotted papers would be mobbed by a group of strikers, beaten, and his papers destroyed. The newspaper's owners paid grown men to sell their papers, offering them police protection, but the strikers often found ways to distract the officers so they could get at the scabs. Mm-hmm. Women and girls fared a little better because
they were off limits.
As union leader Kid Blink put it, a fella can't soak a lady.
you and Kid Blink share that with one another.
We do. Unless it's requested.
Unless they ask. Now, if they ask, that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah. Did soak me, daddy, then I'm in. The newsboys also distributed flyers and hung signs around the city, encouraging people to help them in their cause by not buying the Woiled or the Journal.
This is going to be so fun.
Rule the Woiled. So that's it. That's the context for this movie that I got after the fact, folks.
Yeah. Apparently the scene with towards the end when Jack Kelly, the Christian Bale's character, when he puts on the scab suit and they're like, oh, you scabbing Jack. Hey, that's actually based off something that actually happened with Kid Blink. That's where a lot of the belief that he actually betrayed everybody.
That's what
from.
I'm saying. Yeah. They, that rumor spread that Kid Blink was scabbing.
Yeah.
It's also interesting to watch this movie because I have a lot more knowledge firsthand-ish of strikes after the actors and writers strike mm-hmm. that we had to abstain from doing our podcast on and stuff happened and all of the TikTok drama that occurred. Lots of people talking about scabs and whatnot in my own personal life. It's something that hadn't occurred before because I've never been a member of a union. So
anybody soak you?
Nobody soaked me, unfortunately. So yeah, the movie starts out, I think, with them buying papes, the kiddos.
It starts off like a Ken Burns documentary where it's slideshow, old timey photos, but you can tell there were photos taken in 1992 that just put a sepia filter on it.
Yeah. Like you would on Instagram.
Yeah. And I think it's Crutchy who, by the way,
we have to call him Crutchy.
I will give you an idea of what's happening. So every time Crutchy, the character, popped up, I would type out Crutchy. My autocorrect would always change it to Crunchy. So now I will be referring to Crunchy as Crunchy,
which is less offensive
throughout the remainder of the episode. So Crunchy, who I'm pretty sure, I know this isn't real. I'm pretty sure this isn't real, but you cannot tell me that that kid did not grow up to voice the annoying boy from Polar Express. He's like, you guys want to know about trains?
That like, kid was doing the most.
That kid was acting. So he was doing so hard. Like the newsies, they peddling newspapers, a penny a paper. This is a ragged army without a leader until all that changed. Like this kid. I'm glad he got beat up.
It worked me over pretty good, Jack. I can't walk. Crutchy, you can't walk anyway. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's good. That's good information I need.
I think I'm going to have to use a crutch now, Jack. They got me pretty good. Crutchy.
It's like Jack becomes Justin Timberlake from Facebook or the social network where he just like pause like, Crutchy, use it. Use it.
Drop the crutch. It's cleaner.
It's cleaner. His first name was The Crutchy, and then he told him to drop the thug.
That's right. Helped him with his branding.
That worked a lot for me, cowboy. Let me tell you what.
So they got to buy papes for a penny a pape. And there's, but it starts out in their like little boys home where they live. I think it's kind of like a shelter that they probably rent by the night off their papes money. Mm-hmm. But he's waking them all up, but playfully, right? We find out Christian Bale's name is Cowboy at first. His other fake name is Jack. And then his real name is Francis. Yeah. We'll get there.
What are we going to refer to him as? Jack?
I think Jack.
For the sake of making things easy?
Even after, once his identity is revealed, he still goes by Jack.
Yeah.
Which is a better cowboy name. But my dude is in there smoking a whole ass cigar, but it's somebody else's cigar. They start fighting over it. Look, my note is, oh, fuck, it's a musical. And then there's this whole line early on from Crutchy, like...
I wrote this down too.
There's a lot of fake Crips out there. Do you think it's going to be okay, Jack, or whatever? And I thought of the gang from LA of which Snoop Dogg was a part.
I did the same thing.
I was like, damn, it's about Crips and Bloods.
Jack, I don't want to go after no punk ass Bloods.
There's a lot of fake Crips out there that haven't been jumped in yet.
They haven't been initiated.
Should I wear my colors, Jack?
I immediately took note of all of the boys' nicknames. Because they all have fun little...
I know Kid Blink and I know Crutchy and Cowboy, but that's pretty much it.
So in the beginning, there's a character named Skitters that I don't think ever comes
Skitters.
Back. Skitters. But these are the names I wrote down as we go along that I noticed, and maybe you picked up on more, but there's Racetrack, Spot Conlon, which I don't know if Spot's, if that's his real name or whatever, but I just wrote it because that's an interesting name.
That's his government name.
His government name. Crutchy, Cowboy, Boots, Mush, Kid Blink, Snitch, Snipe Shooter, Specs.
Snipe Shooter.
Dutchy.
I assume Specs Cowboy. Wears glasses.
I wrote Cowboy twice.
That's worth mentioning twice because he has a cowboy hat and he wants to live in Santa Fe.
Hey, the one movie where anyone's wanted to go there.
Yeah.
What would your newsy nickname be? Prostate?
Kit Laser.
Yeah, I was gonna see what you would say, but because I was gonna say it's obviously laser. Yeah,
well, I'll take prostate.
Hey, prostate. You selling any papes?
Why do they call him that? You don't want to know.
You don't want to know, mush.
Just know that he loves being soaked. Hey. There.
Yeah, he does.
They're running around. Okay, I'm not gonna be able to do this. My next note is they're running around doing poor people stuff.
What is poor people stuff?
You know,
like street urchin, like adorable street urchin.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Like they're yelling at grown dudes to hurry. They're climbing fences. They're jumping on barrels that there's just a bunch of different barrels. That's
they're watching reality
placed.
TV.
Yeah. They're
cowboy.
They're going to the KFC and getting a double down burger.
That's right. The Cowboys, cowboy buys David more papes. Right. Because he only wants like a 10 of them or something. He's like, no, you're getting 100 or something like that. That's how they meet. Because Jack's like the ringleader. Cowboy's the ringleader. With this kid's puss, we could move 1,000 papes a week because he wants to use less as cuteness. Right. And yeah. Like teach him how to manipulate people. Headlines don't sell papes. Newsies sell papes. That's right. And I always capitalize papes like all caps.
You have to.
That's how I'm doing it. We cut to Pulitzer, who can't read worth a fuck. He's got like an ironically
magnifying glass.
Yeah, he reads slow as hell. And if you can't read well, there's lots of, we're not ableist here. There's plenty of reasons for that. But I do find it ironic that Pulitzer can't, right?
Right. Man who has a prize named after him.
He's obsessed with beating Hearst, William Randolph Hearst, who I learned about in high school. So
is this the guy? No, it can't be. Well, yeah. Isn't this the guy that... we have to thank for, I'm blanking on the name of the movie, Rosebud. Citizen Kane? Isn't he the character that that character's based off of is William Randolph Hearst?
I think so. And I love that I went, Oh my. I was a little turned on by that, apparently. We cut to a bare knuckle boxing match. The kids are running around selling papes. at this boxing match. And if did you notice that they're on round 58 of this match?
Yeah.
God.
And I thought it was funny because the old man that's doing like the holding up the rounds. I don't know what you call
that.
They
got a lot cooler person to do that nowadays.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But literally the oldest just person.
Sniper Tony back then.
Yeah. It's round 58. Still going on. But when he holds up that card, everyone in the crowd goes, boo. Yeah. Boo this man.
Fuck you.
I don't want to know what round it is.
Where'd the chick in the bikini go?
Where'd she go? I'm going to soak him.
Meta used to do it. I don't know why my no. Oh, it's that guy. It's the guy who plays Snyder. Wasn't he just in a movie recently?
That's John Locke's dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's John Locke's dad.
That's not John Locke's
Kevin
dad.
Kevin Teague.
Kevin
shows
Teague
up.
Doesn't play John Locke's dad. Oh, John Locke's dad.
John Locke's dad.
No, I was thinking Jack. Jack. Yeah, you're right.
No,
you're right.
John Locke's dad.
It's the Teague man.
He's chasing after these kids. He wants a kidney.
I told you see his fucking face all the time. He wants a kidney. Yeah. My notice just says that fucking guy.
Yeah, he plays Snyder, and he's after Jack Kelly for some, we don't know yet what reason, but he really wants that kid.
He broke out of the refuge, right? So he sicks the cops on him. The Bulls. Beat it. It's the Bulls.
It's the Bulls.
I did like the scene where Les had a beer and that's how he sold one of the papes. Cause his brother's like, what's going on right now? We don't lie. We're not dishonest. And we just make the truth better or whatever. But the kid comes back. He's like, what do you smell like beer? That's how I sold the papes. He asked me if I could chug a beer, you know? And Jack's like, ha, can't drink on the job, kid. It's funny. I like that scene.
That Les, he's got moxie.
But then they get away from Snyder and he eventually shouts, Sullivan, wait till I get you back to the refuge. And we're like, Sullivan, who the fuck is Sullivan? But we find out later. This is where we meet Meta because they hide in her little burlesque show. And they all.
Hey, she's the greatest star of the vaudeville stage, sir.
She is. I love her show.
Put some speck on Meta's name.
Yeah.
She owns all of Facebook and Instagram now.
He tells David that his parents went out west looking for a ranch. They're going to come get him. I wrote, yeah, right. I was in such a bad mood. You ain't got no parents.
You got no parents. I mean, that's true. When he said that, I also was like, you don't have those kids. Those parents are dead. For
so
show.
There's a trolley strike fire being set outside with a bunch of ruckus. So they end up going back to David's house to hide.
Oh, my God. Did you? I had to rewind and watch the scene three times to make sure I understood what was happening. The trolley fight thing. Uh-huh. Okay, so. Let me paint you a picture.
Paint it. Go.
Jack and David and Les walk out of the vaudeville show. Jack steps up on the chair and he's like, Les, why don't you shine my shoes for me? And Les is like, yes, sir. And they talk for a minute. They hear the commotion from the fire. All three of them get up and run towards it. They see the fire. And Les has his little cardboard sword or whatever he carries around with him everywhere.
Yeah.
And so they all see the fire. Jack and David start talking about, you know, unions and all that stuff. You see Les in the background just kind of walk away and sit down off camera. And then when it cuts, and then eventually Jack is like, look at him. He fell asleep through the whole fight and he picks up Les because he fell asleep and carries him home. So I thought, oh, was there a weird thing where Les like got hit by something and that's why he was so drowsy? No, this kid gets narcoleptic is all hell because they get home and they're like, what happened to Les? He just fell asleep.
He had a busy day of pape slinging and burlesque shows.
I had to rewind that like three times. Like, what the fuck happened to Les? Why was he knocked out? Yeah.
Nah, man, he's just tired from Matt. What's her name?
Meta?
Meta show.
Yeah. It's like, I seen a lady for
Meta,
the first time.
Because he owns face. I get it now. It was a Meta joke. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Coming in across the finish line 5 minutes later.
Because the company's called Meta.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I usually write that with you.
I love how you just rolled with it. Like, I didn't get the joke at all.
I've already got, always got your back, buddy.
I appreciate you,
even
man.
Even if we're not on the same page.
I appreciate you.
I'm in the library at least.
This episode was sponsored by BetterHelp. Folks, it's 2024. What does everybody do in the new year? They make resolutions. They set goals. How about we don't do that? I mean, you can. It's obviously nice to have goals, but it's also a good exercise to focus on things that you like about yourself. You know, not making all those high pressure goals that you might fail at and just feel worse. You can set smaller goals. And I think therapy can be a good way to access things that you enjoy about your life and focusing on the positive, the gratitude. And BetterHelp is a good way to do that. If you've never given BetterHelp a try, it's therapy that's entirely online. You can do it all from your home and access a therapist by filling out a questionnaire. And if you end up not liking that therapist, you can switch. Again, along with the theme of this ad, no pressure whatsoever. They're not going to have their feelings hurt by it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Happy New Year, everybody. New year, new chances to be thankful for everyone around us. And we are so thankful for every single one of our Patreon members. But now it is time to give a special shout out to our super patrons for the month of January. So thank you so much to Sebastian Generale, Sean Callahan, Stanton Valentino, Bryce Coppin, Susie Callahan, Anthony Corona, Infamous, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, Haley Anderson, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Big Butthorn, Conrad, Kaylee Sampson, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Peaches, Emmy, Haley B, Joe Velez, Michelle, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sunloving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Lauren Waller, Jen Robinson, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Ryan Moore, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much. And with that, let's get back to the show.
So they pick up the narcoleptic boy and they take him to David's house. And that's when he meets his dad, who I recognize as well, but I don't know his name. Didn't recognize the mom, but he's got a nice little family. Dad's injured. He got fired from the factory for like hurting his arm. So that's why David's out selling papers all of a sudden. He's trying to make money for the family. Mm-hmm. And he got a big haul for the day. Dad's all happy.
Dad's so proud of his two kids.
He's so nice too. He's like, put some water down the soup for the boy here.
Yeah.
We got an extra guest for dinner. But I love that like dad's like too cool. Like he's like flirting with his daughter and stuff. And he's like, ha, 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 I get it.
Hey, I would too if I were in your situation, boy.
Yeah, I get it. My friend had a sister. But
if my friend had a sister.
He's like using headlines to flirt with her and stuff. He's like, you know, good headlines are like
corpse.
War or corpse or like huge cock or like
nude.
And dad's like, ha, get out the cake, honey.
I've had enough birthdays. This boy clearly deserves some of my cake. You want some of my cake, child?
Kill me. I've had enough birthdays. I'm ready to die. It's 1899. Quality of life is low.
I wanted to hang around long enough to see if my boys could support you and my daughter.
And now I know they'll be fine. They'll sell papes.
And they never saw him again.
That's right. Jack refuses to stay the night. He's like, nah, I got a sweet ass spot to go to. But we know he does not. Mm-hmm. He's just prideful. And then he gets his own solo song, the famous Santa Fe song.
Sad orphan song, yeah.
That's why they call him Cowboy. He's got all these fantasies about going out west to Arizona. He wears a little cowboy hat on his back all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got that from because his dad's in prison and his mom's dead. We find out. But
it's probably the comic books that he's reading or whatever. At some point he pulls out a book and it's like, I'm going to Santa Fe. And he pulls out some book and that's what he shows him.
And he's like never been outside of the boroughs, really.
Right.
And yeah, I get it.
And then he steals a horse.
You know? I put, this song is so bad. And then I wrote, it's growing on me.
It's growing on me.
By the end of it, I was singing Santa Fe. His little dancey dances was working for me. Because he does that complicated, like, tap dancey thing out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I, at first, was shocked.
You didn't know that
then I was into
could
it.
Pull that?
I didn't know he had moves like that.
He has moves, man.
Look at Batman go.
While this scene was playing out, I actually had a fun little thought experiment that tickled me. Can I share it with you?
Please do.
I just reimagined the entire plot, or not the entire plot, but several scenes of American Psycho, but Jason Bateman is listening to the Newsy soundtrack. Walter.
Santa Fe.
Now, it might sound like a couple of dirty sea urchins are singing about their woes, but really, it's a very classical take on the working man's plight against corporate America.
The proletariat.
Walter.
I like it. That's a good thought experiment.
You didn't know he had moves Santa after he did that little act shimmy in American Psycho, maybe?
That's true. I mean, you can't just bust that out without years of training. Yeah. I should have known. Mm-hmm. And then we get some more Pulitzer. Robert Duvall trying to figure out how to make more money. And he's got that guy Seitz who like always has the best idea. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
I'm not listening to you.
You know, Bernie Sanders would love this movie.
He would.
Get him.
I watch it literally every day before I go into Congress. I put on the Newsies and I think, get them, kids, sell the papes. I do think a penny a paper is a little extreme. I don't think it should be quite that much, but I get it, inflation.
That's right. Back when I was born in the late 1700s. I was trying to do your version of Bernie. It's not working.
Bring your like chain smoking Bernie out.
Back when I was born. In the 1700s, it was only a quarter of a penny.
We called it a wheat penny.
2 pence. Because it was still a colony of England.
I didn't ride the bus to work. I rode on a horse that another child stole.
A carriage. Any hoozle. What if it did the rest of it like Bernie?
What a great episode for voices.
Yeah, I think so. So they plan on raising the price for the Newsies, right? 10 cents a stack, 60 cents per 100. By the way, you mentioned Hook earlier. I think one of the Newsies kids is the kid from Hook.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the guy. I don't think so. Maybe the guy who looks like he does heroin, the kid who's like got a huge, he's got huge bags under his eyes.
Well, which one was that?
Come on, let me do this. Go down this path with me, listeners. I'm going to go to Hook and IMDb. It was 1991. It was a year before. Holy fucking shit. And then who plays the kid? I hate when they use like adult photos on IMDb.
Yeah. You're looking for the child photos.
Oh, I'm not as confident anymore when I see this IMDb photo. But maybe.
Maybe?
Oh, he was in Dick Tracy as well.
Ah.
He was on a... And what about Bob? He was on a tear in the early 90s.
Which actor is this?
I don't think I'm right.
What's the actor's name?
I was! Wait, no. Hold on.
I'm on a roller coaster. I won off.
I won off. Charlie Corsmo is not the kid.
Charlie Corsmo.
Yeah. It's he was apparently not. It's not listing that he was in... Newsies.
Yeah, I don't see a Charlie Corsmo on the Newsies cast list.
I wish I could even figure out who the fuck I'm talking about from Newsies for you to help me here.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm unable to do that for you. I don't have a complete cast list here. Blink, not Mush, not Boots, not Snitch, not Jake, maybe Snitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even see anybody named Charlie on here.
I wish we were watching the movie together. He's like the tough guy. He has like the most lines.
Spot Conlon?
No, not that. The other tough guy, like the whatever borough, the Manhattan tough guy.
Racetrack?
The one that's like, you scab, Jack. I'm going to soak you. Like he's so mad that he's not. And it's not Spot Conlon. It's like his buddy.
I think that's Racetrack.
Is it Racetrack?
I think it is.
See, Racetrack's not on here on the main.
Racetrack Higgins?
Racetrack Higgins. That's my, I used to guy.
The adult photo for Racetrack Higgins looks like that dude will fuck you up. Like, see, look at that mustache he's sporting now.
That must be him, Max. I thought it was a kid from Hook. Whatever. I was wrong. I had face blindness momentarily.
Hey, we're having face blindness all around this episode. Yeah. I didn't know Robert Duvall was there.
Mine's a lot more understandable, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But Jack's pissed. He's like, you know what we should do? We should do that strikey thingy you were talking about, David. We should do the union thingy. And David's like, you can't do that. We're not a union. We's a union if we strikes. And David's like, that's not how it works at all. You ate my cake. I didn't know you were so stupid. I shouldn't have gave you my cake. And then they do their strike song. And fucking Bill Pullman walks up out of nowhere, straight out of Independence Day. Like, what's up, kids?
Will not go quietly into the night.
He gives his speech.
He does the Independence Day speech to the newsies to get them excited.
I tell you a joke that did land. How is everybody going to know that we're on strike? We got to tell all the newsies somehow. And Jack's like, yeah, we got to be, we got to get, what are those things called, David? And he's like, ambassadors? Yeah, ambassadors.
Ambassadors.
That made me laugh.
That's cute.
But then nobody wants to go to Brooklyn.
Because they're scared. They're scared to spot Conlon, right?
Right, but also like, so cool. I got the idea that it was like a bad neighborhood where I've been in New York like 5 times. There's some rough parts of Brooklyn, but
sure,
it's been very gentrified maybe, but that's where you get a really solid cup of coffee and a latte. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some types over there, like the bougie types live over there. You know?
Yeah, there's a resurgence in Brooklyn
like
as of late.
When I had coffee with... Jeremy Saunier's wife, and she wanted to talk about movies and stuff. Like, she was like, meet me in Brooklyn, right? It was a nice neighborhood. So
yeah.
I tried to research, was Brooklyn like the craziest spot to go? Because I think like the Bronx would be considered like one of the rougher parts of the boroughs now, one of the rougher boroughs, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I came up with nothing.
Yeah, they're scared of spot though. What's the kid's name that decides to go with him?
Well, Jax makes him.
Boots goes.
Yeah, Jack's like, well, I'm not scared to spot Colin, so I'll go, and Boots is coming with me, right? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's like, oh, sure. That's exactly what I said. And he takes David as well. And that's where we leave him here. The ambassadors go out to tell all the other newsies that they're on strike. But we find out that Brian Denton, but first, David says, you got to take our demands to Pulitzer, right? Mm-hmm. And Pulitzer is up there chilling. The secretary kicks him out, and... Then they go eat lunch with Brian Denton from the New York Sun before they go on their ambassador way. Did I miss anything there?
No, I think you got it. Yeah. Denton tells them like, because they ask Denton, is this a important story? The news he's going up against Pulitzer. And Denton says, hey, that all depends on you guys.
Mm, that's right. Wink, wink at the audience. Mm-hmm. They hike it to Brooklyn and we meet Spot Conlon, the infamous Spot Conlon. He carries like a cane he can hit people with. It's nice. He's the opposite of crutchy.
He's a crack shot with that slingshot too.
Oh my goodness, is mm-hmm. he? And yeah. like Boots has like a peace offering of some good bullet marbles.
Yeah.
Hey, I break the ice with these. You can shoot real quick.
And immediately disposes of them with a shot.
Indeed.
And Jack stands up for David's big wet brain to him. He's like, listen, you got to listen to this kid. He's wicked smart.
He's wicked smart. What's it, the walking mouth or whatever?
Something like that. Him? Yeah, they call him that at some point. Yeah.
You know what they call him that, don't you? And then, and Spot says, look, I got to know you guys got to show me, what it takes.
Yeah. He's not going to throw in his lot without knowing if he can trust these dudes to hang.
I got what it takes.
It's real.
I tell you, I got what it takes. That ain't good enough, Jack. I'm Spot Conlon. I can spot a bullshit.
I might be able to trust you, but I don't trust this kid. Mm-mm. This kid, Les, he falls asleep whenever there's a fight happening.
That's right.
I don't trust him.
You know why they call me Spot?
Why?
I've got this spot on my side. I really need it looked at.
I thought you were going to say like, because I can spot a liar.
No, but I'm just a poor kid. I don't know if it's cancer.
Can you look at this for me? It's really consorning.
It's consorning. extra. Spot's got a spot. How does he ask them to prove it? I don't recall.
I think he just says generally, like it's a general, you got to prove yourselves. Yeah. You got to prove yourselves. Yeah.
Organically, I'll decide on my own over time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the bell rings for paper time. It's the next day.
I think there's a wide shot when they go back to the next day. It's right before they start.
We did get to see the Brooklyn Bridge,
which is great. I didn't realize that bridge is the shot they use of the Brooklyn Bridge. I was like, wow, I didn't know that bridge was so big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Like it would take them forever to cross that.
Cause we have
the Roebling
Bridge, which was kind of like the first direct, like they built the Roebling Bridge
to
see if that design would work for the Brooklyn Bridge. And it did. So, you know, New Yorkers, you're welcome for the Brooklyn Bridge.
Our Kentucky Bridge.
We did that.
The progenitor.
Yeah, we did that collectively, all of us. Mm-hmm. But the Roebling Bridge isn't a very big
bridge. I remember when they
built
it.
I was there. I laid the first brick.
It's not even made of bricks.
But I did it. The Roebling Bridge isn't that large.
Right.
But it looks like the same as the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's identical. It's just smaller.
Yeah. So when they pan down, you see how big Brooklyn Bridge is. I was like, oh, fuck. Dang. I never really realized how.
Does it sing like the Roebling does?
Oh, I hope so. I love the Roebling singing. There's when they go back to there's a wide shot when they go back to the kids. It's right before they start the Seize the Day song. They've all got their striking signs. And there's one kid holding a sign, but he's got strike misspelled and it just says stink. There's that one kid going, yeah, stink.
That's not even.
I know. It's,
how do you do that?
That's why I like immediately like, what the fuck? This kid, not, stink. Yeah,
you're kicked out. You do not got what it takes.
And every, I don't know if you notice this, but almost every big song where all the newsies are singing together, when you've got those big wide shots and you've got like, here are 30 kids doing a choreographed thing together at the same time, which I'll always love a big dance number with
musical number.
People.
Sure.
But there's like this newsy move that happens in every fucking song. And it cracked me up each time. They would do like a little jumping spin flourish that would end with them landing on the ground and then getting on their hands and knees and doing another spin flourish on the ground. And then they would jump up and do a hip thrust.
It was like, got to.
It was like, wee.
It's literally the move. And in fact, I would have hated it if they didn't.
Yeah.
You have to. The bell rings. It's paper time. And it's time to really, where the rubber meets the road, right? Let's say it's time to start buying the papers and selling them. They all stand by. They start pressing down on the people that are buying the papers. And sometimes they have to soak them. They got to beat their ass, right? They got to destroy their papers. But then the cops show up. Cheese it. It's the Bulls.
Cheese it.
Oh no.
They left Crunchy.
The kid on crutches got caught. It was my note.
I couldn't make a getaway.
He was just sitting there like, nah, like throwing the paper. Like, what was he doing?
He's having a ball.
He was having a blast.
Yeah, it's fun to throw paper around.
They take him to the refuge and then they sneak into the refuge and like dangle down. It's actually the first time that he felt like Batman probably was in this movie.
It's true.
This
is, yeah.
It's, dangling from that rope.
He got a taste for it.
He's like, let me see Crutchy. And he's like, the Gimp? It's like, yes, his name is Crutchy.
No, just the other kid we call Crutchy.
Yeah, that's fair. I could have put that together. Anyway, Crutchy.
I'm the kid that wrote Stink.
But we find out Oscar and Morris worked him over pretty good. He ain't walking so good. And then they got to cheese it because Snyder's bitch ass walks up. So they have to leave Crutchy in there because he's unable to walk on his own, even as much as he normally can.
Yeah.
Pulitzer's wondering what to do in the next scene. What? Why do I have that note? I must have skipped scenes quick because my notes go, Pulitzer wondering what to do. Soak him for Crutchy.
They go back out to Pulitzer's office. I think this is when the Pulitzer and the guy who plays Weasel, like Weasel's like, give me all the resources. I'll get this taken care of. And so
shut up, Sites.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we cut to this where they see actual scabs and they yell, soak them for Crutchy. And that's
when the bosses, not the bosses, the guards are there, like with the chains and the bats and stuff like that. That's big dudes with bats and chains. The police are just letting it happen because that's what the man does. They got to keep the status quo, right? Mm-hmm. Man, it's tough out here being the little guy. Spot Conlon shows up.
Brooklyn's here.
Never fear. Brooklyn's here.
Boom, boom, boom. I did make a note that they use the same exact punching sound effect like 15 times in a row.
I like your Brooklyn theme song. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Brooklyn's here. Bum, bum, bum.
No. Sleep till Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
So then
kids rule, adults rule.
They beat the shit out of all the adults and they shoot slingshots at them and stuff. It's a great time. By the way, for Disney, this was kind of violent. You know?
Sure, especially back then.
Especially Christian Bale got that fucking straight uppercut to his face at one point. I was like,
the Mortal Kombat uppercut.
Yeah.
The stage fatality.
But they take a photo for the newspaper. Rookie mistake when you're a wanted felon. I'm the king of New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Snyder goes to the mayor once he sees Jack's face in the paper. And he tells Pulitzer about how his name's Francis Sullivan and he's wanted and has to go back to the refuge. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing in my notes because they're talking to Bill Pullman about like what they're going to do now that they've struck first blood. And they say like, we got to make the biggest newsy event ever. And I just wrote down like, we'll call it Wild and Crazy Kids or maybe Double Dare. Or how about Legend of the Hidden Temple?
You're just having a blast with yourself.
Just having fun remembering 90s Nickelodeon shows.
Legend of the Hidden Temple slaps.
It does.
And then we cut to the rooftop scene with Sarah. He's getting closer to David's sister, and she's talking about, oh, why are you moving away to Santa Fe? And it's kind of like that scene from Lost we were just talking about the other day.
Yeah, he was fighting some laundry too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The scene starts and he's like punching skirts.
Practicing. Yeah. Never know when you might have to beat a skirt. Wait. And then
I made you breakfast.
And then she's like, it's nothing for me in New York, nothing at all to stay for. Literally zero people that I would be attracted to or interested in or like being around.
Nobody.
Thanks, Steve. And she's like, no.
But I made you breakfast.
Here we get to the big rally. And David says, guys, we got to stop being violent. No more soaking the scabs. Mm-hmm. And then Scabot's like, bullshit. I love it.
I love caving in skulls on scabs. But Jack Kelly's like, we ain't got no brains. If we don't stick together, then we nothing.
No, he says, and I quote, we're nuttin'.
We're nuttin'. Boys.
We're nuttin'.
We nuttin'.
Meta, we're nuttin'.
And she's like, oh, okay.
Oh, dear. So then Meta comes out to perform to celebrate to all these kids. And then Snyder's creeping in. He's got all the cops in. He's got the authority of the mayor to arrest him. Brian Denton tries to look out for him, tries to hold him up. Oh, hello, Snyder, warden of the refuge, probably looking for Jack.
I really love what you're doing by capturing children and putting them a refuge. Kid so prison.
David goes to warn Jack, who kisses Meta, runs off. I laughed because he's got Sarah with him. Like, come on, we're going on the run. Meta is super upset about what's happening to the kids, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. By the way, David kicks Snyder in the face so fucking hard with both shoes. And he's just like, keep going. Like, no, that's a broken nose. That's mm-hmm. that's a whole day out.
For John Locke's dad?
Just like swing kicks him in the face. But he finally, you know,
that guy's got two working kidneys. Nothing's going to stop him.
He gives him like this cartoon chase all over the building, but it ends up there's cops everywhere outside. There's nothing they can do. They super uppercut Jack.
Fatality.
They've got him. The next day at court, a lot of the kids are there arrested. He asked the judge asked if there's any lawyers. What's Spot say that's so fucking funny? He says, I object. And the judge is like, on what grounds? And he says, on the grounds of Brooklyn.
And then everyone goes, hey, Brooklyn.
We on that ground sometimes. So he charges them $5.
Or 2 weeks in the refuge.
Definitely taking the 2 weeks.
Which is nuts because those kids make like 30 cents a day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Or a week or something. I'm not good at math,
but it's going to take a couple weeks to make that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why, or 2 weeks in the refuge, right? But Brian Denton comes in. He must be really well off because he says, I'll pay it up for all of them.
For all of them, yeah.
They pay me $5 an hour.
I'm a war correspondent, motherfuckers.
That's right. I'm Bill Pullman.
You guys sell papes? I make papes. That's right. I'm meaning money. I make that paper.
Yeah. So then he bonds them all out, except for, of course, Jack, who's sent to another, I think he's 17. So it's like 4 years in the refuge because he can't get out till he's 21. We find out his father's in prison. His mother's deceased. Everybody's like, aw. None of the papers covered that rally. They were all for, because remember the poker game where all the paper leaders were hanging out together.
Yeah.
And he calls the judge move along, which I think is hilarious, by the way. I think it was Jack that did that.
Move along?
And he looks at the judge and he says, all right, move along. What are we going to do here? I think it's funny. They gave the judge a little shitty nickname.
There you go.
But that's what happens there. And Denton takes the boys to the restaurant and says, look, I got to go. The paper lords have decreed that this event never happened.
I love how.
And they reassigned me to be a war correspondent again.
The paper guy's like, listen, this Denton guy is getting us in hot water with these newsies. Let's send him to war.
Yeah, let's kill him.
Let's kill the guy.
I mean, that's not unlike something people in power do, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. Because even like the way Bill Pullman plays the scene is very like, I'm going to die. Sorry. I'm going to get shot.
I'm going to miss you kids. David wants to bust Jack out. But when he gets to the refuge, it's pretty easy to bust him out. It's kind of weird, actually. They're bringing Jack out.
Yeah.
They take him somewhere. It's Pulitzer's mansion. Meanwhile, the boys are undoing the carriage outside and Pulitzer's bribing Jack, right? Like he knows that he's. be better to have this kid on his side since he's got so much power with the Newsies.
The power of the press is the greatest power of all.
See that?
Boy.
I was in the Civil War. Now I've heard of it.
Great.
Cool. Which side? Super important.
Very important. Think about it before you answer. Or I'll soak you.
That's right.
But are you bribing me, Joe?
He offers him a job and a lot of money and, you know, clear his record, go out west.
But the thing that like really doesn't convince Jack to even consider his offer, like he offers him all that money, he offers him a job and he doesn't really, you know, blink at it. But he's like, I'm being very nice to you, son, but to your friends, I won't be so kind. Think of your friend, David.
Are you threatening David?
Oh, not David. Then his big wet brain.
You think the walking mouth?
The walking mouth himself.
You know what that mouth does?
It flaps.
It talks a lot. What'd you think I was doing? And Jack tells David that he shouldn't have done that when he busts him out. He shouldn't have done that, David.
He white fangs him.
Because he's like, yeah, exactly.
Get out of here. Go.
Go.
Get out of here.
I was going to sit here and sing Santa Fe one more time. The sad version. You know how there's, you know how there's Taylor's version? Well, there's.
This is Cowboy's version.
Street Urchin Jack version. Santa Fe. He goes back to the refuge willingly. I know because Crutchy's there to remind me of the location. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I knew what was going on. I got a potato for you.
I have a note that says, what did Crunchy do to that sauerkraut? What was that?
I don't know. He like soaked it or something. I'm thinking.
Cause he's got that sauerkraut. Like, yeah, you won't believe what I did to it. And then he gets cut off. Like they do something like,
I flossed my butt cheeks with it.
Each individual strain of the sauerkraut. Strand my ass smells like so much vinegar. You won't even believe it.
That's the cleanest it's been in years.
It's great. You guys should try it.
Jack, you want to smell it? Get out of here, Crutchy. It
smells like a stink bomb. I know, right?
The next day, Jack is dressed like a scabber. He's got a nice new suit from Pulitzer. Everyone's pissed off.
What the hell is this, Jack?
Including the kid I thought was from Hook. Hey, scabbing.
Rufio.
Spot Colin is not pleased. For some reason, Weasel lets him talk to David. And then
David's
like, I got the guts to put the words across myself now. But then he turns around and says nothing and goes back to the
and
crowd.
He just goes and punches. Doesn't he try to fight him?
He like charges at him a little bit. And Jack's like, pfft. And then Sarah finds this like hot dog that Les saved from the dinner, but he wrapped it up in Denton's article.
My note is Sarah found her brother's wiener.
She pulled a Shannon.
Not proud of it.
It was wrapped in Denton's unpublished article. She tries to read it, but David's like, I don't want to hear that, and slams the window. People everywhere buying papes. And
Jack's sleeping in Weasel's basement.
He is, which is also like an old printing press down there. But then Oscar and Morris, the guys who worked over Crutchy, say that we're going to fix your pal, Davey. And they start to anger Jack. And it's one of those dudes that ends up creeping on Sarah in the next scene. Mm-hmm. Les tries to help. He's got his little cardboard sword, his little wooden sword. He's
like, you stay off my sister.
I'm gone. But they pull out the fucking brass knuckles on Davey.
He's going to hit him with the power of the punch.
Not the power of the press.
No, the power of the punch.
Mm-mm. But then Jack drops his papes for Crutchy. I don't know why I wrote that
Can we yell that anytime we like charge something?
Yes. At South By, we're definitely screaming for Crutchy.
For Crutchy. We just run into the theater.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Are they talking about the kid from the Newsies?
Yeah. But then, Jack beats him up with David, and then he says, I just can't be something I'm not. And David says, a scab? And Jack says, smart.
Mm.
I like that dialogue.
That was a good
because it would have been smart, quote unquote, to just take the money. Mm-hmm. Come on, take the money and run.
Nice.
Thank you. They go see Denton, and they want to print a paper, see? And they know where a printing press is, see?
And Denton actually kind of talks real, like the reason why these dudes who could probably afford to give you what you're asking for is because if they seemingly cave to you, that's going to create a domino effect where everybody who kind of takes advantage of child labor in the city, which apparently is a huge problem.
At the time, yes.
At the time, I mean, we don't see anything other than the Newsies plight in this movie, but this movie tells you, I mean, which, cause it's 100% true that, if child labor wasn't a thing around then, like so many businessmen would lose so much money cause they're just taking advantage of the youths.
Yeah. Here's a nickel.
And that's the real reason why the strikes are so important to so many people.
You work another 2 months, I'll give you another nickel. How about that?
How about that?
How much candy you can get with that?
Do you like living?
A lot. Mm. Do you like living? That's your option. But then, oh no, they go to the governor after they print this paper at Weasel's place. It's brought to the attention of the governor, who is apparently Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, baby. I didn't
know he was the governor in New York.
Yeah.
By the way.
Teddy Roosevelt.
This is like, pre-Teddy president, I'm guessing?
Yeah, pre-president, yeah. Yeah, dude, Teddy Roosevelt is one of the most fascinating people to ever live. Like, just
you're with
just,
Jack on his reverence of Teddy.
Oh yeah, I love Teddy Roosevelt.
I call him Teddy R.
Teddy Bear.
Because it's FDR. Why can't we have Teddy R?
Yeah,
or just TR.
TR, and he's got that big smile, like,
and the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to ride horses. I think. Did he fight in the Spanish-American War?
He did. Yeah. I think he was I think he was a police chief in New York City at one point too.
He was all over the place.
Dude was all over the place. He had such a storied career.
Oh, so you're a fan of cops?
Well,
Teddy R.
The Bulls.
Jeez, it's the Bulls. And then Michael Jordan and his crew rolled up.
It was the 96 Bulls.
The governor takes action. There's a giant rally. It's the famous one. I think, I forget where it was, but it really happened. And Jack is brought to Pulitzer one more time. And I love this line. He sticks it right to him. He says, extra, extra, read all about it, bitch, and throws the paper at him, which I thought was funny. And then David's got the smarts, see?
Got that big wet brain.
He tells him, look, man, your circulation's down 70%. All right? Why do you keep fucking with us? This isn't smart for you. This is bad business for you to stick it to us like this, right? And then there's this whole awkward dialogue of, listen, no, you listen. No, you listen. This is my notes, dude. And I know you guys hate when I do this, but listen, no, you listen. No, you listen. They beat it. Rah, rah, rah.
Sounds like my Friday
somehow
night.
Somehow Snyder goes to jail.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't follow the plot on why he goes to jail. I know they kind of insinuated.
I mean, obviously, like, he's doing things illegal by today's laws, but I wasn't aware.
But back then, like, I don't understand why the cops be like, oh, wait, you're having a home for children?
Uh-oh.
And you eat the good sauerkraut?
Yeah.
To prison for you.
Have you smelled this sauerkraut, Snyder?
It tastes like butt. Oh, that's just sauerkraut.
I love that they let Crutchy lock him up, too. Like, you want it? Can I do it, officer? Yeah, kid. Sure.
Kid.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And we see fucking Teddy Roosevelt roll up. And they, there's that whole through line throughout the movie that Jack supposedly hid underneath Teddy Roosevelt's carriage to escape the refuge. I guess that's true.
Yeah, I think
like, this time you can ride in top on top, kid.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to ride around with Teddy. And Teddy convinces him to stay in New York and be with Sarah.
Oh, I think it was Teddy wanted him to have like to give him a job, but Jack, because Jack was going to go to Santa Fe. But I think by the end of I got the idea that he told Teddy Roosevelt, like, hey, my business here is not finished, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, which I don't know what the opportunity was.
Jack, like, you're a good kid. Look me up.
Yeah,
I may be president someday. You might regret this.
You could have been in my cabinet.
This is a terrible decision. But I respect.
God damn it, I respect it.
You love being poor. I get it.
A man who's got to live by his own ethics and codes. Nothing makes Teddy Roosevelt more horny. Now you want to? I'm gonna go wrestle a bear now.
Would you like a gun, son?
he pulls out like a candy bowl, but it's filled with guns. Like, here you are, my boy.
Trick or treat.
We're gonna go hunt. We're still hunting on the weekends, right?
That's right. That's right.
What are your thoughts on the Bull Moose party? You remember?
No.
Am I pulling out too deep of President's Day trivia cuts on you?
I got an A in social studies, but only for like that day. You know, then it was delete. But then they're buying. The next day, they're all buying fair ass, cheap ass papes. And they see Jack in the cart. That's where he says Teddy gave him advice and he decided to stay.
Maybe I just misinterpreted that whole thing.
But don't forget, Steve, headlines don't sell papes.
Newsies sell papes.
That's goddamn right. Now, Davey, I'm going to go fuck your sister. Because then like, he goes and kisses her and everybody's like, yay.
Yay.
And I was just thinking to myself, Davey's probably like, That's not cool.
I mean, that I don't want to see that.
I don't love that.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
But yeah, like I said, it's a good movie, man.
It's a fine life carrying the banner.
I think this movie should have a second life because there's a lot going on right now. The class system is changing. There's somewhat of a cultural uprising, right? People are fucking tired of the rich getting richer while the poor get poorer. During the pandemic, all these companies' profits rose by like 6,000%. Our wages stayed the same or decreased. What is going on right now, right? Papes. We sell papes, guys. Never forget this.
100%.
Headlines don't sell papes. Podcasts sell papes.
Yes, they do. I did.
Speaking of papes, BetterHelp.
I had one last note. When did you turn the movie off?
I watched a good. Was there some bloopers or something that I missed?
No, but did you? Do you know how it ends on the freeze frame of the one kid doing the little like hop skip?
Yeah, I watched like half of the song. I feel like.
Did you see how that ended?
No.
Okay, it was wild. So the movie ended. It's just playing in the background as I'm like typing up some thoughts. I think
same thing.
I was with Erica, so I'm like talking to her about stuff. And then, so the kid's in the freeze frame. The credits are rolling, but then the freeze frame ends, and you get to see what happens to that boy. And let me tell you, Chris, that boy eats shit.
He falls.
he lands and just falls on the ground and then gets back up.
Oh no.
And then they fade to black. And I'm just kind of like, why'd they do that to that poor kid?
They're like, fade to black. This is fucking funny.
Like, watch this kid just eat shit.
He wasn't supposed to do that, but it's so good.
It's so good. Oh my God. I love it when kids eat shit.
Crunchy. Speaking of which.
That's my origin story, guys. I tried to do the heel jump thing and it did not work out for me. Not very well.
So Sue's Whoop Whoop. I hope I didn't let you down. I really enjoyed that movie. And Joey, please don't hurt me. I'm glad all of you love it so much.
I hope she listened totally more than 5 minutes in before she called the hit squad.
Come here, you dirty bloody stabber.
Did you just hear something?
Oh God, they're busting in now.
Tune in Friday for our discussion of episode 22 of Lost. Next week, episodes 22, 23, and 23, 24, and 25.
Yes.
As well as, is there a movie as well?
There is, movie is Interstellar.
Let's do it.
Valentine's Day Interstellar.
Oh, wow. Are you going to go see Madam Web? on V-Day?
I wasn't planning on it.
I'm going on V-Day.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm. I canceled my ticket to Argyle. And I heard I made the right decision, but I was tired. I was really sick that day.
Oh, is Argyle that good?
I heard it's not that good.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But Madam Web is guaranteed to be a romp.
clearly.
I love you all. Thank you for listening. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And we have to go return some videotapes. This is Streaming Things.
We have to return some video papes.
Oh!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.